standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Welcome, my friends. Yes, and there's a good reason why I say Friday is my favorite day of the week. Good morning. It's Friday, June 29th, another edition of The Flip Side coming your way. Sponsored by Republic Trading Group. Take the worry out of buying gold and silver. Give us the call first. There's no question we could save you hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars. That toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. Or if you don't want to make the call and you want to send me an email, that's fine. I'll answer your question. My email is robbienoel@hotmail.com and the web address, robbienoel.com. Well, surprise, surprise. We wake up this morning to the joyful announcement that the European Summit has produced a plan that seems acceptable to everybody concerned. And pretty much the plan is that the ECB is going to print money. The best I can do with that one.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water-level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chicken man in Philly last night, and they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're ready for a fight. Gonna see what them racket boys can do. Now there's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble on the promenade, and the gambling commissioner's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, that's a fact, but maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty, and meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
Friday, as you know, we have a new time slot here, early a.m., which I have to admit I enjoy immensely. And so I think Charles got confused with the time switch, and we are trying to establish contact as we speak. It's my fault. I should have reminded him yesterday. Anyway, let's get on to what's taking place on Wall Street. Call it a relief rally, if you will. I have no better explanation for it. Even the usually articulate Art Cashin was scratching his head this morning with everything that's going on. Dow currently up 215 points at 2,818. NASDAQ up 64 at 2,913. Dollar weaker against a stronger euro, if you can believe that. Dollar off 121 basis points at 81.53. And I think the resource sector is pretty much reflective of what they all see with the ECB announcement, and that's printing more money. oil currently up $82. I mean, up $4.53 at $82 a barrel. I'm sure that gave somebody a heart attack. What do you mean oil's up 82? It's $82 a barrel. And needless to say, the metals are obviously reflecting the prospect of more printing. Gold up $46 at $1,509. It was briefly above 1,600 earlier this morning at 1,602. Silver, the big winner of the day, up $1.20 at 27.62, and likewise, silver stuck its head over $28 early this morning. Platinum higher by 37 at 14.33. Palladium up 14 at 5.83. And this must mean the miners are having a better day. And yes, they are. XAU higher by 348 points. But as I said, this pretty much is a relief rally that European Union didn't face Armageddon. And surprise, surprise, we have found Chuck. Charles.
Good morning, Robbie.
Morning, my friend. I'm sorry. I meant to have sent you an email yesterday reminding you that, you know, we changed times, and I got caught up in doing so many things yesterday, it completely slipped my mind, so my apologies.
No problem. I was aware of it. I just didn't quite have the time right.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be on with you, and this is a memorable day to talk about your affairs, the financial affairs, and even our affairs, the affairs of state and heart and peace. But I think Andrea Merkel has stolen the show by disappearing. I have been unable to find anything she said since the 27th, when she said that we'll never settle for this deal.
Well, there were, you know, but you had to get up really early in the morning to go through all the drama that was going on. Early this morning, she had a scheduled press conference, and then it was announced that she canceled the press conference. I mean, you could sense a lot of fear was gripping the market. And then they came out with the announcement that they had agreed on pretty much the way I read it, Charles, is the ECB has become a shadow of the Federal Reserve. In other words, giving the ECB power to print money to shore up insolvent banks without having to go through the mechanism of state entities, and no doubt it's a situation that is nothing more really than kicking the can down the road, because at some point in time they're going to have to face up with the inevitable problems with fiat currency. And I think what's probably going to be a lot of speculation in the days to come, does the action by the ECB now force Bernanke to announce the prospect for additional quantitative easing so as to help give support to the ECB's plan, because the last time Bernanke was at the press conference. He was asked about the European situation, and he said that he has many conversations with Mr. Drucker. So Bernanke and Drucker are obviously two people who communicate on a regular basis. So I'm sure that the ECB's decision was in large part also based on the assurances from Bernanke that you know, he would you know, support their actions by expanding the Fed's balance sheet. So who knows, Chuck? These are things that takes days, if not weeks, to analyze. But I'm sure that come Monday morning, there will be many articles written explaining exactly what went on.
Or explaining what they want us to think exactly what went on. And I think you're absolutely right. This somehow involves something much bigger than something that's happened here. Andrea Merkel was sort of thought of as the Iron Lady replacement of Europe. There was a movie made, wasn't it called The Iron Lady, about Margaret Thatcher?
Yes.
She was sort of the steel lady who was saying, no, we will not allow our country, Germany, to be inflated into oblivion so that we can pay the bills for France and pay the bills for Spain and pay the bills for Italy and pay the bills for spendthrift Greece and on down the line with Ireland and so on. And she had, you know, she had the attention of a lot of people who thought, wow, maybe she is actually a leader for some sense. Maybe she actually has the ability she must have the support. She must be able to do this or she wouldn't be saying it. And then all of a sudden we come up and she's changed completely. She's dropped out of the picture. She doesn't keep her press conferences. Obviously, something suddenly caused her to change in 2 days, from the 27th when she said no to the 29th when she said whatever she said, stood out of the way. So your conclusion that somehow somebody else came in and this has something to do with the Federal Reserve Bank whispering in the ear of Merkel and saying, don't worry, we'll take care of everything. You're not going to get inflated out of the picture, or something like that probably happened. And what do people like your listeners do with all of this is to try to resolve it down into very simple stuff. These people just don't quit inflating. They are determined to inflate worldwide. They're determined to use whatever mechanisms they have to keep printing, and they're going to create new agencies to print if the old agencies can't print enough.
Oh, absolutely, but there is a fly in the ointment, Chuck. I'll tell you about that when we return after the short break. Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, just let me throw these two little things out here for balance, if you will. It's been 15 years since China took control of Hong Kong. And to celebrate this 15-year anniversary, China is creating a special currency test zone in Shenzhen province. So it looks like the Chinese are looking to create a payment mechanism that's outside of Western influence. Therefore, they have to be worried about something. And I think the most underreported story in the financial press this week has been that the U.S. Treasury, the FDIC, and the Federal Reserve are all mulling new regulations whereby gold will be reclassified thanks to the Basel III as a Tier 1 asset group. Currently, gold is rated as a Tier 3 asset group. What makes this unique is that it places gold as a zero-risk asset class.
Okay. And does that mean that the Fed is going to try to buy it all then, or what?
Well, obviously the Basel III, which is the requirements that banks have assets on their books versus their liabilities, it encourages banks to now hold gold because of its Tier 1 classification. thereby meeting the standards in Basel III.
Robbie, what this tells me is that your customers and the people that listen to your program and maybe the people that read what I write have better instincts and they're smarter than the people in the Federal Reserve and the FDIC and the politicians that feed them and the central bankers and even the hedge funds. Because your customers already knew that gold was
the large
class one asset.
The majority of listeners to RBN are very aware of the difference between real money and fiat money.
Right.
As opposed to the population at large. I mean, the population at large is completely clueless about the Federal Reserve. And that's been demonstrated many, many times. But let's segue to another topic here.
Okay.
Although sticking on a similar theme, you penned an article that I found fascinating about the Muslim Brotherhood and the Egyptian Central Bank.
And I think this is very much along the same lines as what we're talking about. I doubt if one Egyptian in a thousand has any idea that there is an Egyptian central bank. And I wouldn't have known it, except that during the revolution, remember that Arab Spring?
Yes.
About a year ago in February of 2011, there was a worry going around that Egypt was broke because the government was broken down and they were getting rid of Mubarak and there was chaos. And the army had, kind of joined forces with the Muslim Brotherhood and suggested that they would go along with a new government. And then everybody was worried about, but where's the money going to come from to pay the army and how are we going to pay the social services and where's it going to come from? Everybody knew Egypt was broke. And out of nowhere, this voice came, and this voice who represented himself as the spokesman for the Central Bank of Egypt said, don't worry, we're willing to provide funds out of our assets to keep the Egyptian economy going during this transition period. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. I felt a horrible feeling in my stomach. I'd hoped that the state of Egypt didn't have a central bank. There are a few countries where, like China, where the central bank is just part of the federal government, and so it's not autonomous. It isn't owned by individuals outside of the government. Turns out Egypt is not that way. They've got privately owned central bank.
They're in control. From Strategic Ministries, and we'll take a quick time out. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with the Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. We're speaking with Charles Colson from Stray Gate Ministries, talking about Egypt. Charles, I'm fascinated with this subject, least of which, you know, the unfortunate thing is if you showed the majority of Americans a map of the world, they wouldn't be able to pinpoint where Egypt is. And yet... I always thought of Egypt as being in large part controlled by the military, which made it a de facto puppet state of the United States because, and correct me if I'm wrong, doesn't the U.S. government give Egypt $3 billion a year, which goes directly to the military?
Yes, Egypt is the second largest recipient of United States foreign aid, and next only to Europe or to Israel. Israel gets about twice as much, and we don't know how much more, but we'll just leave it at that. Egypt has traditionally received about half what Israel did. It's almost, you can almost count on it. Year after year, if Israel got $3 billion, Egypt got $1.5 billion, and so on. And that's gone on for 20 or 30 years. Of course, that pays for the military. And when you go to Egypt on vacation, you'll see the military keeping guard over the places that bring in tourist revenue, such as the pyramids and places like that. You'll see them standing around with their rifles. And I guess you could talk to them if you wanted to. I don't know if they could speak English. But they're there. You see the presence of the military everywhere. And, of course, when I was there, I was well aware that those guys were being paid by the U.S. taxpayers. The reason they're paid, of course, is that they promised to keep peace with the state of Israel. They would not, take sides with the Palestinian Arabs, who the people there sympathize, of course, with the Palestinian Arabs. But they wouldn't take sides with them. They would rather maintain this sort of a neutrality, and that's why you can't go from Egypt into the Gaza Strip and visit Gaza. You have to actually go through a checkpoint provided by the Israelis. Even though you're going from Egyptian territory into Gaza, the Israelis have to let you in because obviously that's part of the deal. So what else? Where else does Israel, President Mubarak get his money to run his regime and stash billions away in Switzerland? And the answer is probably from the central bank, because according to the website of the Egyptian Central Bank, which is called the CBE, and you can find it, just put in Central Bank of Egypt and you'll find it. And here's what it says about itself. The CBE is an autonomous public legal person. That means a corporation in U.S. language. It assumes the authority and power vested under a certain law called number 88 in 2003 and a presidential decree number 64 in 2004. Mubarak, of course, was the president and the dictator at that time. These issued the status of, this is a quote, issuing the status of the central bank, end quote. The funds of the central bank, this is a quote also, the funds of the central bank are considered private funds, end quote. So in this one paragraph, they tell you everything about central banking, that the central bank is privately owned, that the, we have nothing to do for, with it, we can't influence it, it's a corporation. So we don't know who runs it because corporations don't have to tell us. And it essentially prints money, of course, or provides money, which they call expanding their balance sheet. And in so doing, what they're doing is providing Egyptian money. The Egyptian pound is worth about 20 cents. And the reason it's worth only about 20 cents these days is probably because since 2004, Egypt has printed a lot of them to help Mubarak stay in power. So here you have this central banking relationship just like our Fed. And how do we know that this isn't just an extension of our Federal Reserve Bank? There's nothing on the website that tells you who owns or controls it. It just tells you it's a corporation that has been empowered by edicts of the president, and it has statutes under the law, and it runs its books privately, and the funds are, its money is considered private funds. So this is exactly the same as us.
So the mere fact that a member of the Muslim Brotherhood won the token election to become president or prime minister is completely meaningless.
Yes, because, of course, the military went in just while the election was going on, the military was busy taking over the government and changing its laws to where the president had no power. They actually did that. That's all publicly in information. No bones about it. And then, of course, they have the central bank that provides the military with whatever they need. And we presume they're still getting a couple of billion a year from our treasury. Nobody has said anything about cutting off the foreign aid to Israel. So the Muslim Brotherhood has won an election and has a president now who has absolutely no power. And they're faced with the whole idea of they've gone through this whole bloodshed, this painful and expensive thing that people have devoted their lives to, thinking that they're working for freedom. And what's really happened is they're being controlled by the central bank, who's funding the military, who's taken over. And our government's saying nothing about this. They're not protesting this in any way. They're not threatening to cut off Israel's foreign aid. It's fine. This is business as usual. The reason for that is that's exactly what's going on in Europe with Angela Merkel and her crowd, and it's exactly what's going on in Washington with our crowd. They probably all have their hands linked under the table. And, of course, maintaining an American objective of our war-based economy is to make sure that Egypt does not have an independent government. This is what the objective has always been, and it's why we gave billions of dollars of foreign aid to Hosni Mubarak over 20 or 25 years of his reign there. You see the picture. It's all wrapped up in this whole idea of printing money, maintaining the illusion that the money has value, keeping a currency going, and then, of course, punctuating this with occasional wars which take our minds and attentions off what's being done to us and cause us to give – it gives us something to argue and think about. And no wonder China is – over there thinking about floating its own currency.
And And I have noticed of late there has been an increase in the amount of, and I know I always get email when I say this, Chuck, but I happen to notice it. The level of anti-Muslim rhetoric has definitely been taken up a notch. Now, whether or not it was instigated by various Israeli fronts, I have no idea. But you have a video that's making its rounds, in large part put out by WorldNet Daily, who features Pamela Geller as a featured writer.
Yeah.
But WorldNet Daily is putting out this video allegedly of Muslims in Detroit, Michigan, stoning Christians.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's almost funny to watch this video. I watched the whole thing. But you're right. This is just part of this this rhetoric that these people are subhuman, essentially, and therefore this is the war machine speaking. We have to have an ideological enemy. If the Muslim Brotherhood called itself the American Christian Alliance, and if we had a political party here that was essentially called itself the Christian Alliance, and we wouldn't have objection to them running. If the Tea Party called itself that, we wouldn't have objection to it. So what do we care if the Egyptians have a government that calls itself the Muslim Alliance? 85% of the Egyptians are Muslim, so they would naturally identify it with it. As far as I can tell, the Muslim Alliance was, as you pointed out on a previous show, was created to try to get England to leave Egypt, not to occupy Egypt in 1961. That was the purpose of their creation, was to campaign against Egypt's occupation, England's occupation of Egypt in 1961.
I also find it ludicrous when certain commentators try to make the connection with the founding of the Muslim Brotherhood, which I guess predates World War One. And because of their opposition to British colonialism, with the outbreak of World War II, it shouldn't shock or surprise anybody that they had closer alliances with Germany than they did with Great Britain. But they try and make it out as though, you know, the Muslim Brotherhood were Nazi sympathizers. So, you know, that line of thinking always comes from some Israeli PR spin outfit.
Right. And of course, South Africa was more sympathetic to Germany than they were to England as well during World War II.
Oh, absolutely.
Because England occupied South Africa and put people
in
prison.
And so did Germany, Southwest Africa, it was known as for many years.
Yeah. But this is all part and parcel, I think, of the same world picture we're seeing. And it would be nice if every American simply knew that little definition of a central bank that's on the website of this Egyptian central bank, because it's the exact definition of our own central bank. It's a private corporation that considers its money and resources its own, but it essentially creates U.S. dollars and calls them assets. Well, it actually calls the dollars liabilities. What it does is it uses those dollars to buy treasury bonds, which it then calls assets. And so when the Federal Reserve wants to print more money, what they tell us is we're going to expand our assets. That means they're going to print U.S. dollars and buy United States Treasury bonds and put the bonds on their balance sheet as assets. So that's exactly what they mean. That's their backhanded way of saying we're getting ready to print some more money. They want to expand our balance sheet.
The interesting thing, the last couple of Treasury auctions haven't been oversubscribed, as they usually are, so I don't know what that signals.
The Achilles heel of all of this, I think, is the value of the United States Treasury bonds.
Yes.
If the United States Treasury bonds start going down, it's Katie bar the door for the gold market.
Well, yeah. I mean, you do also know that there's obviously rampant speculation that, you know, the ECB at their next meeting is are going to cut rates to zero. I mean, right now it's at 0.25%.
Right. And so they're going to cut to zero. And so then maybe the United States will cut to zero, and maybe our bonds will have another push up. Now it's part of this operation.
And when you get to that, that means you paying the bank to hold your money.
That's exactly right. But my point I think I'd like to make out of all this, if I can make a point maybe that our listeners might gain from, we must try not to be too smart. We must try really hard to let these people do what they do, sort of observe it, but not take it seriously, because we have to stick to the very simple principles that it can't work in the long run. It's an anti-godly system. It will result in starvation for people. It will result in more war for people. In the end, this whole kind of a mechanism has to fail. And so you've got to keep your mind on very, very simple ideas and not try to understand all of this, because it blows your mind up.
As you well know, Arab Spring was born in Egypt and was the result of obviously higher food costs. And there's no question higher food costs are in our future. I mean, if you follow the commodities report, weather has obviously had a serious effect on this year's commodity crop. You got traders calling for substantially higher price for corn.
Yeah.
And as you well know, rising food costs always leads to social unrest, no matter where it is.
And in talking to our worthless Congress and these people that are captives of Washington D.C. Beltline, they're not ours, but we still have to try to deal with them. We have to use these same principles. We have to actually treat them like idiots and tell them things that are so simple that they cannot help but understand it, and then demand that they do what we say. And if we complicate it too much, they can't understand it, because your listeners are smarter than all of these people, just by virtue of listening to you occasionally. I would like to make this point. Right now we have the 4th of July recess in Congress. These guys are going to be home for a few days, glad-handing, raising money, and watching firecrackers and doing what they do when they're home. They probably hardly know what to do because they don't get home much. They're going to consider this farm bill right after the 4th of July. It's already been passed by the Senate. If only the Congress, those 600 guys, that can stop this farm bill. And essentially, it's going to cause unbelievably higher food prices in meat and grain and milk and butter and cheese and all the stuff that we have to have. And the way it's doing that is by about several things they're doing. There's a story about it on our website, worth reading. And
I hope the farm bill is not hidden in amongst some defense appropriations bill.
No, it's a straight-out bill. It's been passed by the Senate, and the House put it off.
So it's a standalone bill. It's not hidden anywhere.
Right, and here are the main points. It essentially continues to use 30% or 35% of all the corn it's raised to make ethanol. That produces a shortage of all grains. There is no way around it. You cannot, and with a drought now impending all over our country, this can be a disaster, because this is a mandate that says that they have to make this ethanol, and we have to buy it. You can't get around buying it.
Oh, you mean like health care?
Like health care. So people need to call Congress, and the operative word is, no farm bill, none. Do not pass anything. Let it expire, and then let them worry about it.
Speaking with Charles Belson from Stray Gate Ministries. Another commercial timeout, and we'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Granddaddy was a hillbilly scholar, blue collar of a man. He came from the school where you didn't need nothing if you couldn't make it with your own two
Welcome
hands.
Back to
he
was the backwards, backwards. For this Friday. If you would like to read more about the Egyptians' mysterious central bank, you can do so on Charles's website at WHTT.org. And also the farm bill and ethanol fuels mandate. Which
mandates consumer revolt.
Yeah,
consumer revolt.
Absolutely.
And a couple of other things there about the upcoming farm bill are on the website. It's all right in the top four items. They're right on the home page, and I would say read the top four items on the page, and you'll understand our position on this. And we really believe we're dead right. We really think this is a question of food or alcohol. It's a question of famine. And by the way, this drought is we have. These fires that are springing up all over Colorado and all over the West are the result of drought. That's why this is happening. It isn't because, right?
Well, it's also based on idiotic environmental rules that don't allow estates to clean out the dead brush that builds up in a lot of these areas. And so, you know, when a wildfire gets going, it's like a steam train.
That's right. Well, it's like runaway government.
Yes, absolutely.
The fires are what we have.
Yeah, if you don't get rid of the dead wood, you have a firestorm.
Good analogy. So, and the whole Congress is dead wood.
Yes, absolutely. They are
with
all
one
worthless.
Or two exceptions, a few we don't know.
I know. I mean, you know, as I remind folks every day. Chuck, we are definitely living in a unique time, and we are witnessing history unfold before our very eyes. And I guess that's what makes a lot of people nervous.
And to carry this analogy on a little further, it seems that we're perpetual losers. We talk and we talk and we talk, and we know we're right, and we see that we're right because the price of our gold goes up. And so we know we're right. It's really happening in front of our eyes, but the media convinces us constantly that tries to convince us we're wrong and get us to go their way. We have to be stalwart about this because the change that will take place will be like these fires that spring up. It will be totally unsuspected. The one in Colorado Springs, the most beautiful town I know of, maybe in all of the mountains.
Yep.
300 houses burned in the city so far, and the Air Force Academy is trying to keep the fire from burning part of the Air Force Academy's population center.
Well, my friend, have yourself a great weekend, buddy, and look forward to next week.
Happy 4th of July.
You too, my friend.
Okay.
Stand by, my friends. Coming up, Spagnola Speaks, and trust you have a great weekend. Don't forget to check my website over the weekend. Who knows what's going to happen? And that website address, robbynoel.com. Till Monday, see you back.
Hey!